Divan of mental health land. And so the hope would be that then it brought LCMS for children with Michigan, but also
outfit.
I thought outfit too. I don't know. Yeah.
So,
hello, everybody. Welcome to The Professional Church Worker. My name is Tyler Seehafer.
And I'm Luke Esselman.
And we are two church workers who had an idea a couple months ago to make a YouTube channel, possible podcast as well, in which we can come to you and share thoughts, ideas, encouragement, kind of just a bunch of different things to support the professional church worker. I am currently a church worker at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Ann Arbor, Michigan.
And I'm at Grace Lutheran Church in Coopersville, Michigan.
And today is our first episode. So hopefully we can continue to do this well. Hopefully this is valuable to you all. Michigan District got excited about the idea. So they kind of gave us their blessing and said, why don't you run with it and we'll support you in it. And we're bringing this to you. So I think what we want to do today is we kind of introduce ourselves. I guess maybe we'll dive a little bit deeper into ourselves, maybe just a little bit, and then kind of give you an overview of what our goal is for this channel, for this YouTube series that we're doing. So first off, again, my name is Tyler. I've been doing church ministry now for 10 years. I started 12 years ago, 14 years ago, 12 years ago. Sorry, it all mixes together. I took a couple years off there in between, but I've served at three congregations. This is now my third congregation, but four ministries in total, one being an RSO, which is a Lutheran organization that does outreach and service and our nonprofit. So I was called there as well. And that's another thing I realized is we're probably going to be using some Lutheran terms at times.
Say, what is RSO?
And we'll try to unpack those because this is very much focused primarily on church workers in Michigan. But the hope would be that then it's brought LCMS church workers in Michigan. But the greater hope would be it'd be broadened out and hopefully be shared across the LCMS as a whole as a benefit. And then if you're not of the LCMS, like I don't think we're going to be too super pinpointed.
Yeah, doctrinally focused.
And we might talk about a couple things here and there, but we're just hoping that this brings value to volunteers and full-time church workers. So when you hear the word professional church worker, I don't even consider myself a professional, but I am. And the goal would be that this is valuable for anyone doing ministry who's not a pastor, and who's not a teacher or a principal. It's kind of that second chair ministry. There's lots of part-time, lots of volunteers, and lots of full-time, and a lot of just parents that help out too. So I kind of got into the because of the RSO and everything, but we'll try to unpack some phrases for you as we need to. I've been doing ministry now for 10 years full time, and then I had a little hiatus there, and we'll get into that when we talk about some of the things of why people leave ministry and why people come back to ministry.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
I've been serving at one congregation, Grace Coopersville, for almost 15 years now, starting out on internship there, and that position has shifted and sort of molded over the years. And I think that's something we can talk about too.
For sure.
I recently, so about 5 months ago, started with the Michigan District part-time serving as commission ministry advocate. And so working with those professional church workers, just as Tyler was talking about, that we're really trying to target here with this video. Encourage and just share the community, I think, of those in this sort of as you said, second chair or in between in ministry.
Yep. And so I think a benefit of Luke and I doing this together is, I think a cool thing is we both have different backgrounds, which is a blessing. He's been at a congregation his whole, your whole service, which that is awesome. And that happens and you have that, but I wouldn't say it's super common.
It's not.
But just the wealth of experience to kind of see congregations change kind of every 5 years. I feel like there's change sometimes seven years.
Yeah.
Where I've kind of did 5 years and then 2 years and then a couple years here. And then, and now I'm back in ministry and I've been here a year and my goal is to be here a long time. That's my hope and prayer. And I guess where Luke and I do connect, or as far as similarities, is a lot of the grunt and the big focus has been youth in a lot of what we do. But I want you to know this isn't just for youth workers.
Right.
We might lean that way a little bit, because usually if you're a professional church worker, you're going to have kids that you're involved with. But we don't want to be super heavy on that. We might even bring some teachers in for interviews sometimes, or a principal here or there, or pastors.
Maybe. We'll see about Depends that. On the pastor.
We'll see about that, yeah. but yeah, so I think Luke and I are excited to do this. We've known each other kind of professionally for a while, and I would consider him a friend. Especially as of lately, I really believe in what Luke's doing with District, and I'm so excited to have him. Many years ago, I came to Michigan District, and I kind of was arguing and saying we need someone like this, and it happened, and I didn't have faith in it, but it did, and that's awesome, and I'm excited. And so with that excitement, I'm like, well, why don't we bring Luke to you guys a little bit more and share opportunities that way.
Definitely.
So,
well, and, you know, Tyler's not the only one. I know there have been many, I mean, even in my conversations in the past 5 months with workers throughout the district, there have been many who have, gone to the district, for years, saying, you know, we really need someone, even part-time, this role, to be that voice, be that advocate. That's, you know, what they've called it. Mm-hmm. And be someone we can go to on the district level. And so, you know, those individuals like Tyler have made this happen. I think it's a benefit to have this position, but also to be able to speak to so many different workers of so many different backgrounds. You know, as Tyler said, we do both have a youth background, but you have the experience from the RSO side of it, Registered Service Organization.
Yes, of the LCMS.
Right. And we both have some experience from a camp perspective.
Yeah.
My specialization through my DCE education was in family ministry, mm-hmm. and my master's is in family. And I think we can bring in those. You work with a director of family life and ministry. Yep. So I think we can bring in a lot of those areas of ministry. So as Tyler was saying, we really, you know, whatever your area of ministry is, whatever you're either just volunteering and helping with, hired and working and being paid full time or part time, we hope that we can offer, as we've said, encouragement and resources, and maybe some ideas and tools and tricks, mm-hmm. In ministry to help you out.
Yeah, and so we're, like I said, we're excited to do this. I'm excited to be here with Luke. And one thing I want to throw out there is district had somebody in position helping us in the past, but it wasn't a dedicated position for them. And so, like, we're not saying anything negative
about the
former people who helped, but they had 12 other hats.
Yeah.
This is the first time in my knowledge that district has had one person solely focused on professional church workers and no other responsibilities.
Right.
with that. And so that's a great thing, a blessing. Luke's the right guy. So now we should jump into why we think this is important and why we want to do it. And I have the bullet points right here that kind of want to talk through. Yeah. Do you have those as well on your
screen? I have them.
All right.
Although the goal and a brief description, I didn't write that down.
That's
so
all
you've
right.
got that in front of you.
So we'll kind of go back and forth and share these with you. But kind of first is church workers who are hurting. Is kind of a big thing that I've been there and struggling through church workers who are in a call or volunteering where they're struggling. They don't feel sometimes like they have the ability to lead how they want to lead, I think. They don't feel supported. They sometimes are on islands, it feels like, even in their own congregation. It can be silo kind of ministry where they're kind of grinding their gears and or hitting their head against the wall, trying to be like, I really want to do this. I don't feel supported. And just those who are struggling because of a tough call, transition in a congregation tends to have a lot of people stepping in and out as well. Sometimes it's not even the difficult relationships that people are working with. It's just the timing. And congregations go through transitions like families do.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we have contact exactly. with family members and they get mended and work through and all of us are here to serve God. But we're human and we have different personalities and different, ways of that we think we want to do things. To glorify God. And so that can be cause conflict with members, with pastors, with other church workers. And so we're here to help those who are hurting or struggling. The next we had was, you were going to talk about just those leaving ministry, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and you know, you talked about, being isolated and even siloed, you know, in your own congregation. President Davis, our district president here in Michigan, has said, you know, outliers get picked off. And I think a lot of times we use the analogy of, you know, you're watching the Discovery Channel and the wildebeest or whatever.
Yeah,
out there.
Yeah, yeah.
And the ones that are on the outside, the slower ones, you know, they're the ones that get picked off. And that's been a big push in the district lately to not allow that to happen and not allow those outliers to get picked off and allow them to stay as outliers. And so that's a part of, I think, bringing on this position, but also part of what, you know, Tyler and I want to do with this, this video series is to let you know, you're not alone in ministry. And we want to connect with you, whether it's just you watching this and being encouraging, getting ideas, or if you want to reach out to us, we'd love to hear from you and we'd love to include people in what's going on here. So,
So helping with those outliers, bringing people in, supporting them. So if you get to the point where you're thinking about leaving ministry, which I did, right. I kind of quit pursuing it. And I think we all, or many of us who've been in ministry, I would say at least 5 years, know someone who's left.
Oh yeah.
Right? Know someone who stepped out of ministry. Sometimes it's personal reasons like that stuff that's not possible. Sometimes churches have to downsize, which is especially in today's economy, you're hearing more about that. Mm. And sometimes it's just burnout, right? They're burnt out. And that's another thing we want to talk through is and have this channel or this series for you. So talk about burnout and help you maybe from burning out, also offering ourselves or getting you connected with the counseling at Michigan District that's free for us. Mm-hmm. Like how phenomenal is that? And that's something else I think we want to do on this channel is those hurting church workers, the ones leaving ministry, the ones burning out, talking through what the district has. Not like Luke is here as an individual. I'm volunteering to be someone you can talk to. I wasn't asked to, but it's just a passion of mine. But district has resources to help. And the more we talk about it and the more we say we need it, maybe more resources will be available. Right. And I have some great resources I recently just found out about, not even through district, but through some camps that will host couples and people for free, just to have a free weekend away. Luther Haven is a camp in Indiana. It's 2 hours from here. It's a little further for some more of you, but you can stay there for free as a church worker and have a weekend away and with your wife or even by yourself and maybe do a prayer and refresh and regroup. And that's, there's some great things that we want to share with you to help you from burning out, to help you feel connected, from to help you from leaving ministry. The next we're going to kind of thing we want to talk about, Luke, I'll let you talk about a little bit more, just the ideas and resources.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and there are so many of them out there. And I think if we can narrow them down a little bit, sometimes that's helpful because especially in today's day and age with the internet and you know, you type in ideas for youth ministry or whatever, and you get 10,000 different things. How do you sort through those? Well, there I go, going right to youth ministry.
I said
we weren't going to do that. But I think you get the idea. You know, whether it be books or curriculums, whether it be retreat style type things at our Lutheran camps, or maybe not even our Lutheran camps. Whether it be things offered in the district office, you know, Christy Hansert has been doing amazing things with our church worker wellness and the mental health. Tyler, you know, your point of just having those conversations and talking about the things that are going on, there's such a stigma of mental health and I think church worker mental health and professional health. Being able to have these conversations and having those resources for people to go deeper in having those conversations are so very important and so much something we want to do and we want to offer those that that'll join us in this little journey.
Yeah, I think it'll be great. And then the last two points, and this is just kind of under this, and then I think we'll probably do our next episode just on maybe a little bit more about the basics that we would encourage for you guys, different things to get involved. There's just so much to talk about, which is why we're doing this. Yeah. But kind of the last thing is we want this channel to be about connection and building community.
Absolutely.
Amongst our church workers, amongst our professional church workers. We have our conference, which is great. And then we also have clusters that we want people to be a part of. We'll talk more about that at another time, I think. But we want to build a community. We want to build a connection. Luke and I are I think our big goal or our big dream or our big idea is like, we're at the gathering in 2025 and people are like, oh yeah, it's Luke and Tyler. Let's go chat with you. You know what I mean? Like, now that, like, we're not trying to get famous. This isn't famous. It's easy to be, I'm already Lutheran famous because I'm 6'8" and everyone just says, oh, there's the big tall Lutheran.
Like, with the awesome beard. That's right.
So, but, you know, your youth think you're like, I don't know if you've ever dealt with that where you go to an event and you're,
how does everyone know you?
Like, we're Lutherans. Like, there's not a lot, you know, but it's pretty funny. But just building a community here on YouTube, or you know, with the podcast, I don't know if this will work. I think I would love to tune in, to something like this, and so this is why we're here. Now we do want to be pretty upfront. This isn't a replacement for mentors.
Right.
This isn't saying don't go to your clusters, and we'll talk more about clusters. We'll save that for the next recording. We're going to actually do a couple recordings today, so we apologize if we're wearing the same outfit.
I brought outfit changes. I don't know. Yeah.
How many hours away do you live?
About 2.5.
All right, 2.5 hours away. He drove here. We're in my office. It's kind of a good setting for this kind of stuff.
It's the coolest office ever. If you get the chance, come check out Tyler's
maybe
office.
Maybe we'll do office tours sometime. Or maybe we'll do how to set up an office if you are a full-time trick.
Yeah, nice.
That could be fun. Tips and tricks. So, but we definitely want to offer additional support, additional community, additional information on top of encouraging you to be plugged in to a mentor.
Yeah.
A cluster, groups outside the LCMS. There's local Bible studies that people get involved in, and then it feels good because you're not leading, you're not in charge, and to be poured into and fed.
Yeah.
So that's it for this first one. We had a timer going, and it blacked out right now, but I think we're kind of up as far as time is concerned.
Yeah, I think so.
But we're excited to continue to bring these to you guys, and we also are looking for as much feedback as possible.
Sure. Support of that to connecting with us.
Yes.
You know,
yeah.
If something hit you and you were like, that was so helpful, let us know.
Exactly.
If we can go deeper on a topic, or there's a topic that we haven't covered and you'd like us to talk about, please reach out to us, through the YouTube video and comments and stuff, or you can find us on Facebook and
something. We're still in the infancy, so we're looking at creating like a Facebook group or page, and we'll figure out how to get that all to you. And by the time this goes live, that information should be out there as well. So blessings on your day. Thank you if you took the time to watch this. See you next time.
Take care, everybody.